When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I saw this tweet. I wanted to mention this to you. So Party City is going out of business. Mm-hmm. And I guess all of their corporate employees have been told, like, their offices are shutting down first of the year. And I guess that means if you're working in a Party City, you find out the hard way today that you're in a bad spot, right? But Party City is a place that growing up, over and over and over and over again, we would go to before all of our parties, right? It got me to thinking about chains that have gone out of business from your childhood, stores, food spots, whatever, that when you hear it, it hits you a little bit. Because for me, I thought, I'm 8 years old. My mom's dragging me into Party City because we're getting ready for our New Year's Eve party at the Paulson House or whatever. And I posted a tweet at Grant H. Paulson for people to, you know, talk about some of the places that have gone out of business. I got a lot of great responses. But the number one most prevalent response, and the one to me that just a kick to the ribs, any kind of movie rental stores. Every single Friday night after school, we would do Pizza Hut and we'd go rent movies. I had two older brothers and a younger sister. We would get like the old WWF Royal Rumbles on VHS, and then we would get like another movie or two that just recently came out. And you know how it was. They would have like the cover of the movie, which was in a clear case,
yep,
in front of the movie itself that was encased as well. And you would like pull it, you'd look at it, see who's in it. My dad would like read the back and make sure, okay, I think you guys can watch this, whatever. But we would do that every Friday, like Blockbuster as an example. Obviously, that is an antiquated technology that's gone and over with.
Sure, yeah, you don't need it, but man, it was awesome.
But I miss going into a Blockbuster and just walking around the aisles and just seeing the movies. Like, that's something I'll never get to do again. My kids will never understand.
That, you know, we had an even more local chain. We had Errol's Video. There was Hollywood Video. Like that, you had that,
I remember Hollywood
that
Video.
Membership card. Oh, you just felt like a king walking in there. Like, Be Kind, Rewind, that's even before your time, where it was a big deal. You would get fined. You get fined if you were a chronic non-rewinder of the video cassettes. I mean, everything about it was just so great.
Another one that I remember from the holiday season, Danny, your boy, every single year when we went Christmas shopping at the Spotsylvania Mall, would make a beeline to KB Toys. And I had to walk around KB Toys and see what was what. I would like put together a Christmas list off of what I saw in that store. That's long gone. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are versions of it. Like, Toys R Us is still around, right?
No, they're out of business.
Is that one gone, too?
Yeah, I think they're out of business, too.
I mean, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, you think about, you just name places that you went to. They're probably out of business.
Well, just, you know, it's for a million ways or a million different reasons. A lot of those things are semi-obsolete.
Well, I was going to say, how much of this is because we're old or how much of this is because the world has changed?
It's both. I mean, listen, businesses rise, fall. I mean, there was one point where, like, Kodak was like one of the single largest Fortune 500 companies in America, and it was all about photos. You get your photos developed at the local drugstore. I got a few thousand photos in my iCloud and on my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The world's different. It used to be like, oh, you got a digital camera? Wow, that's amazing. Again, my phone. My phone's got it.
So what's your answer to my question on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson? What chain went out of business from your childhood that you think about still the most or, like, hits you the hardest?
I was hoping Darius would be able to grab this theme song. I just hit him up via the chat, but it's not going to happen. It's not a big deal. The Chesapeake Bay Seafood House. They had a jingle, local commercials. There was a handful of restaurants around. Chesapeake Bay Seafood House, all the seafood you can eat. And we put that to the test. Every year for my birthday, where did the hoorays go? The Chesapeake Bay Seafood House. That's where we went. I miss it so much. I loved that place. They had the hush puppies as you sit down. Hey, thanks for coming in. Sit your fat butt down right there. Here's some fried cornbread for that butt. Enjoy yourself. Have a grand old time. You didn't even order anything yet, but here's some hush puppies with butter. Don't fill up on hush puppies, Danny. I won't, Mom. And I did every time. It didn't matter. I still ate my weight in seafood. I loved that place so much. There was a location in Falls Church that we used to go to all the time. There it is. Blast the tears.
Seafood house. Get all the seafood you can eat.
That's an old school jingle.
I miss it.
Damn.
There's a website.
This jingle sounds like it's 1989.
You're damn right it does. There's a website where all they have is just this YouTube video. And they're like, Chesapeake Bay Seafood House. And someone took a picture of the menu. R.I.P. The Chesapeake Bay Seafood House.
You know what you sleep on? And you sleep on in the Saints hat and a lot of people sleep on? I think there's a couple of these still around because I saw one recently, I think, in Woodbridge. But most of them are gone. You want to talk about places you went for your birthday? I was a Fuddruckers guy.
Dude.
Fuddies.
Dude.
Fuddies used to be the noise.
Stop it.
You would walk in, there'd be like Elvis pictures and all. But the best part about Fuddruckers is you go through, you get your burger, you get your condiments, you do what you want to do.
Toppings bar, man.
The toppings bar was silly, but at the end of that meal, you would pull up that paper off the basket, and there was a redeemable coupon for a chocolate chip cookie. And you would walk up, and you'd get that chocolate chip cookie, and there wasn't one better. You thought about it the whole time you were eating that perfectly crisp, buttered, toasted bun on your burger. Now, I think that's a little bit of cheating because, again, I think they still exist to an extent.
So they're way
but they are an endangered species, bro.
So there was a time where they had a – there was one at right by Capital One in that neighborhood.
I kept that place open for about 4 years.
Well, there was one in DuPont Circle, too. We would do a move where when I was working in alumni relations and development, like decades ago, my buddy was in commercial real estate, which meant he left every day at 11 and just sort of pretend that he was doing something. Anyway, we'd go hit golf balls at Haynes Point and grab Fuddruckers for dinner on the way back.
Oof.
It was perfect.
Some of the responses here on Twitter. Heckingers. I went there with
we're one heck of a store. Let's get it done. Heckingers. I'll go all day.
A lot of people going with Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Toys R Us. I'm getting – oh, what about Western Sizzler? Did you ever eat a Western Sizzler?
So we had Sizzler, which is different than Western Sizzler, right?
Is it different?
I think it's different, man.
What I remember about that spot is you'd go in and there was like cartoons playing on like a big screen, almost like a movie theater. Is that the same as Sizzler?
No, Sizzler is like kind of your, it's like an Outback kind of deal.
What kind of pizza joints? I'm trying to think of
Shakey's Pizza.
No file. Was that in Northern Virginia, like Fairfax?
I think Shakey's was everywhere. I don't know. Maybe, there may be some Shakey's
around. We
didn't
have one of those down there in King George, I'll tell you.
Well, just Timmy's house. He makes pizza out the back. there were a number of spots like that. But the obviously the Pizza Hut with the book prize that you could, you know, you basically like read enough books. You get like a free personal pan pizza.
Oh.
You read like Gulliver's Travels and crap. Just unbelievable. Those.
That was the only summer where I did my reading.
You did your thing.
When you got to actually go pummel some food after the fact. Someone's telling me CC's Pizza. Those have to still be around.
Dude, there's got to be CC's.
In high school, this was a after-school staple. A bunch of us. As soon as someone got a driver's license, we would celebrate because that guy drove. We all got in his car. You told your parents whatever you had to tell your parents, and you went to CC's Pizza in Fredericksburg.
$5 lunch special, dude.
If you guys don't remember, it was like $4.99. You just load up pizza to the roof on your plate. It was all you could eat. You some of them actually like you weighed going in and going out if you weren't too embarrassed about it. But they also had a food bar with like dessert pizzas and
the
like
dessert pizza
bread
was delicious
and just like
that cinnamon icing.
Oh,
sorry
God.
About it. I used to go when I worked at Skyline with as a government contractor. My buddy Quincy and I would go to CC's all the time. It was one of the fat periods of my life.